the attack on one of the largest ships, the Turkish-flagged Mavi Marmara, resulted in 9 dead, dozens injured, and international protests against Israel's use of deadly force against unarmed activists. Gaza has been subject to an Israeli blockade since the militant Palestinian party Hamas took control of the territory in June 2007, and rocket attacks were launched against nearby Israeli settlements. After the violence against the aid flotilla in 2010, Israel announced it would liberalize the blockade and allow a larger number of civilian goods and supplies to enter the territory. Now, despite Israel's threats to stop them, a coalition of international groups are organizing a new flotilla of ships, which will again challenge the Israeli-Gaza blockade. Some 1,500 activists from about 100 nations will board 10 vessels in late June, which will also carry humanitarian aid, medical equipment, school supplies, and construction materials. The flotilla of boats will include the U.S.-flagged ship, the Audacity of Hope, named after President Obama's 2006 memoir. The vessel will carry 36 passengers, 4 crew members, and 10 members of the press, among them Pulitzer Prize-winning author Alice Walker and many longtime peace activists. Organizers say the boat will bring no aid, but thousands of letters of support and friendship from Americans to the people of Gaza. 1/4 of the participants signed on to the U.S. boat are American Jews. Between the lines, Scott Harris spoke with Robert Naiman, policy director of the group Just Foreign Policy. Naiman, who will be aboard the Audacity of Hope, talks about the objective of the flotilla and the significance of the number of American Jews aboard the U.S. protest ship.
There are expected to be about 10 boats. One of the boats will be an American boat. This is different from last year in that there were Americans in the flotilla last year, but there was no American boat. There's now a boat consisting entirely of Americans, the Audacity of Hope. There will be 50 people on board, 36 passengers, 4 crew, and 10 journalists, and I'll be one of the 36 passengers. And we're coming from all over the United States, New England to California, different occupations. More than 1/4 of the passengers are Jewish. So we think this is a new development. This is an international movement, but it's one now with a very vibrant U.S. Component. The writer Alice Walker is going to be a passenger on the boat. Hedy Epstein, whose parents were killed in the Holocaust and who escaped from Germany to England on a Kinder transport, 86 years old today, lives in St. Louis. She will be a passenger on the U.S. boat to Gaza. And other folks that your listeners might know, Kathy Kelly, longtime peace activist, campaigned against the Iraq sanctions, she will be on the boat. Medea Benjamin, co-founder of Code Pink, a longtime activist with Global Exchange, she will be on the boat. There's obviously a new moment in the region in the aftermath of the revolution at Tahrir, the new Egyptian government, not a democratically elected Egyptian government, but one that's somewhat more accountable to Egyptian public opinion. We've already seen some fruit of that in the Fatah-Hamas reconciliation agreement, which the new Egyptian government helped broker, and with the announced and partially implemented steps to open somewhat the Rafah border crossing. It's turned out that that was perhaps less than the original ballyhoo. But nonetheless, it reflects the new political moment in the region where the Egyptian government is somewhat more accountable to Egyptian and Arab public opinion.
Robert, what is the objective in your mind as you board the boat to Gaza to challenge the Israeli blockade? The Israelis maintain that they've loosened and liberalized the supplies allowed to come into Gaza. As you said before, the new government in Egypt, the military government, says that they're now allowing more things in through the Rafah Gate on the Gaza-Egyptian border. What's the objective? And I know your boat actually is bringing in letters and no aid supplies at all.
It's true that the Israeli government, after the first flotilla and all the pressure, began allowing more goods into Gaza. But many aspects of the blockade that existed in May 2010 persist essentially unchanged today. It's still the case that Gazans have great difficulty importing construction materials. There's still damage that hasn't been repaired from the Israeli invasion. There's still restrictions on cement and gravel. Basically, what the Israelis have allowed is some materials in for international construction projects, but if you're a private citizen or a businessman, that's not necessarily going to help you rebuild your home or business. It's still the case that Palestinians can't freely travel to the West Bank and East Jerusalem for study or for medical care or to work. It's still the case that big swaths of agricultural land near the Israeli border is off limits to farming due to the self-declared Israeli buffer zone, a third of Gaza's arable land now off limits. And so most of the elements of the blockade remain today, and we want to call attention to that and bring pressure to that. In addition, we're not only concerned about the blockade, it's part of a larger issue of Palestinian freedom, self-determination, and independence. And we see this as a way to, together with all the other efforts going on, try and break the stalemate that is preventing Palestinians from exercising their right of self-determination.
Tell us about the significance of the numbers of Jewish people on board the boat challenging the Israeli blockade.
Well, I think it's very significant because it's an opportunity for the passengers on the boat to speak to the media and the world about their opposition to the U.S.-Israeli policy. And as you know, as the world knows, these policies are often justified in the name of Jews in general, and American Jews in particular, and U.S. policy is justified in the name of American Jews. So this is an opportunity for these American Jews on the boat. So it's an opportunity for those of us who've been marginalized by the institutions that claim to speak in our name in terms of U.S. policy towards Israel and the Palestinians. It's an opportunity for us to raise our voices and say that we're not represented by these organizations. We don't support the occupation. We don't support the oppression of the Palestinians. We want to see a different U.S. policy that supports Palestinians' right to freedom and self-determination.
That was Robert Naaman, policy director of the group Just Foreign Policy. To learn more about the Gaza flotilla challenging the Israeli blockade of Gaza, visit our website at btlonline.org.